You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could officially have an NHL franchise by the end of the week.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been checking out all the latest reports and begins our team coverage.
An anonymous source tells the Associated Press the Arizona Coyotes are expected to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith sometime between this Wednesday and Saturday. Once it's finalized, Smith will be able to move the team to Salt Lake City. Sources say the deal is worth $1 billion and Arizona would be promised a new expansion team if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years. This comes on the heels of a report that Arizona's general manager told their players that they'll be moving to Utah. The NHL has also reportedly drafted two different schedules for next season, one where the Coyotes are in Arizona, the other where they're in Salt Lake City. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That hockey fever is starting to infect Utahns with the news that that team could be headed our way. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez got reaction from fans at Legends Pub and Grill in downtown Salt Lake City and continues our team coverage.
Fans hope the Coyotes recognize all the good that the state has to offer.
The opportunities for people to come in and love winter sports here and then fall in love with hockey, it's just going to be great for them.
I think that it'll be the people. I think the people are going to be the greatest part of coming to Salt Lake.
And hope if the team does come,
the Coyotes will be more than welcome here.
Professional hockey is here to stay.
An official announcement about the team move expected to happen maybe as early as Wednesday.
Rumors of the Coyotes moving to Utah have sent ticket prices for their final home game, which is on Wednesday, through the roof. As of this morning, the cheap seats in Arizona start at $549 on SeatGeek.
Controversial State Board of Education member Natalie Klein will not be reelected.
This decision came down during the Salt Lake County Republican Convention on Saturday. You see, Klein needed 40% of the vote to continue in the race, but she only got 36%. Her challenger, Amanda Bollinger, picked up the rest and automatically became the GOP nominee. Bollinger responded to the nomination on a social media post that night.
I just wanted to give a special thank you to all of the delegates that have been working so hard to vet candidates. And thank you to all of my volunteers that have been knocking doors and getting my message out.
She says she was running to focus on what's best for the kids. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Just note that Klein will finish her term, which goes through the end of the year.
KSL weather with Matt Johnson. We have widespread rain in the valleys this morning, and the snow totals could be impressive in our mountains.
Snow levels up above 6,500 feet. So the mountains south of I-80 picking up 8 to 16 inches. You get north of the I-80 mark, we're talking about 3 to 6. Central Mountains picking up 5 to 10.
Matt says the Cottonwoods could be the big winner with even higher snow totals.
KSL's top national stories now. The Biden administration is reaffirming its support for Israel and asking for restraint after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. ABC's Murray Bruce is at the White House this morning.
We are told President Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to slow things down, to think carefully and strategically about the risk of escalation. Iran's government, we are also told, sent a message to the White House as this attack was underway, suggesting that they're finished after this, that they consider this matter to be closed. Now, as for what comes next, the White House says ultimately it is up to Israel to decide whether and how to respond.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will push for an aid package for Israel.
The United Jewish Federation of Utah released a statement about the Iranian attack. The Federation says it's grateful to the U.S. Armed Forces and our allies who are standing strong with Israel and helping to defend her against the Iranian threat. The statement went on to say, we hope many will join us in praying for the safety and well-being of the people of Israel.
Slow go on the roads out there this morning. First look traffic now with Andy.
Yeah, I-15 from Point of the Mountain to Bangor are really sluggish right now. You still got some Utah County delays southbound in Pleasant Grove, northbound in Provo, and then some on I-15 downtown close to 1300 south, but that's only for the northbound side at downtown. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New this morning, the Washington Post reports the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation is looking to see if all federal laws were followed leading up to the disaster.
In sports, the Utah Jazz dropped their final game of the season to the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, 123-116. But there is a positive with all the losing this year. The Jazz have about a 26% chance of landing a top four pick in the upcoming NBA draft, and they have just over a 6% chance of landing the number one overall pick.